You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So, you ready to get through some essential movies?
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay. And you're going completely blind here. You don't even know, like, what number we're on and, like, what movie's going to come up.
I want to say we're on, like, 129 or 128.
128. Very good. Okay. Yeah, because we talked... What was that? That was... 129 was Highlander.
Oh, yeah. The one I've never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Go Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
This is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Digging it.
And what we're doing, listener, is we're going through our list of the 1980 essential movies that was put out by Rotten Tomatoes. It's so weird that I actually found this list online and said, you know what, I'm going to do a podcast episode about every one of these. And it's been an interesting journey, and even though we're still relatively at the beginning of the journey, it's fun to have, to touch on movies that maybe I've never even thought of watching or have never even, I knew they were out there and I didn't really even give them the time of day. So it's fun to kind of come up with an episode and fill some time when that particular case happens. For me, that's what the one that we're talking about today, number 128, is released in 1984, was The Toxic Avenger. I've never seen it.
Toxic Avenger.
Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin.
I'm going to take this mop and shove it down your throat.
They teased him.
I'm going to do it with you.
Okay.
They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste, transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero born out of nuclear waste. Yes, the muggers and the rapists didn't know what law and order was until the Toxic Avenger came to town.
Holy shit!
I don't know what it was, but it saved my life.
All right, everybody, drop your tacos or I'll blow your brains out.
The vandals and the perverts had their way with the little people of Tromaville until the Toxic Avenger ripped them apart. The Toxic Avenger. His face is so terrifying. We can't show it to you now. You'll have to see the movie for yourself. The Toxic Avenger can bend steel with his bare hands.
Oh, we're all a kid.
Get it?
Leap small cars in a single bound. He crushes drug pushers. Smashes hit and run drivers. And gives all criminals their just desserts. The Toxic Avenger.
He was a hero.
He's a hero.
Wow.
He's a fighter. He's a lover.
Well, Norman, you're beautiful.
The good citizens love him. The fat and corrupt hate him.
Kill that bastard for me. You gotta kill him.
Yeah.
Will he survive? For incredible explosive action, you must see the Toxic Avenger. He's a different kind of hero. Toxic Avenger is coming to your town. Look out.
So, Scott, was this something that you watched and liked?
I actually did see it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I started watching part of it again. Like, it was on Netflix about, I don't know, a good 5 years ago.
So you started watching it, but you didn't make it through?
I didn't make it through this the next time, no.
Okay.
I remember watching it back in the day. Was that released like 83 or something like that?
1984.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember watching it back in the day because it's goofy. It's completely goofy.
I like the poster. It says he was a 98 pounds of solid nerd until he became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero from New Jersey.
Yeah, it was I don't remember a lot of the details, but I remember it was fun for, you know, because, you know, it's a spoof.
Right.
And just kind of it's just totally just being just crazy.
Is it something that I should make time for? Wow. See, now that was not a definitive yes.
I don't know if you need to watch the whole thing.
Okay. So but what, just the
I
beginning?
I would say at least like the first 20 or 30 minutes just to get a feel for it.
Okay.
And that's about really all I remember you really needed, you know?
Right.
The rest is kind of gratuitous, I guess you would say.
Gratuitous like Kentucky Fried Movie? Is that what we're talking about? Is it that kind of gratuitous?
No. Okay. No. I don't remember any gratuitous that way.
Okay. So
it's
just more
gratuitous, like, you know, let's just be gross about it.
Okay. And,
you know, they were kind of. It's almost like the original versions of like Scary Movie and the spoofs like that, where it was kind of making fun of other movies in its genre.
So kind of like the monster from Terrorvision, that kind of gratuitous.
Yeah.
Which we watched. Well, yeah, we did. That was. Okay, well then good. That's our measurement then. That's our barometer, right? So if Terrorvision was pretty bad, which we know after we watched it recently. Is Toxic Avenger above that, or is that in the same level?
It's above it.
Wow. Okay, so maybe it is something I should make time for.
Yeah, like let's say Terror Vision is at like a out of 10, like a 1.5.
Yeah, that was. I would agree with that rating. You want to give a little bit of credit because of the attempts at what they were trying to accomplish.
Right. Toxic Avenger might be at a 3.5
That's a good 2 solid steps above. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
so there might have been more of a budget on Toxic Avenger then. I would guess, but maybe. I don't know.
It's been so long. Like I said, I only watched the first, 20 or 30 minutes of it last time I tried. But I think part of it was, I was just busy at work and life, I could only watch little bits at a time because I know there's no way that I'm going to sit Chrissy down and say, hey, let's watch Toxic Avenger. not happening.
But you like stupid comedies.
Oh, I do.
And so, I mean, I would think that this would have been in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's.
Are you into superhero movies?
Not really too many.
Okay, well then maybe that's it.
I like Superman.
Right.
When we talked about Superman, that was good.
Right.
Batman with Michael Keaton, that was fun. You and Chrissy, that's.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Favorite of all time for superhero movies.
Yeah, Batman 1989, of course.
89, yes.
I don't know why anybody would even argue that point. Batman.
So
Michael Keaton rules. Just saying. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the best. He was the best Batman.
And Nicholson.
Unexpected. Yeah, unexpected best.
And Nicholson with Joker. True. But yeah, but then seeing it, we're going to go way off track here. But
oh, yeah. So anyway.
So I mean, this is kind of a spoof on a superhero movie kind of a thing, but at the same time, maybe. Playing into the in the 80s, we had things that were really, kids were really getting into the gross things, like the Garbage Pail Kids,
right? Perfect example, right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this kind of played into those two different genres, where you had kind of a hero, and then you also had kind of something gross. And I would think maybe this probably isn't at the caliber of like Swamp Thing. But
I thought Swamp Thing was good.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Swamp Thing was a good movie. But then this, this was an attempt at that. Maybe I'm just guessing. But
yeah,
more of
possibly.
A comedy.
Yeah, a little bit more comedic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why I loved Swamp Thing. That was a good one.
It was. So it's been a long time since I've seen that one.
Yeah. And I remember reading those comic books.
Oh, okay. So you were into maybe the darker independence
possibly
publishers? I think Swamp Thing was Dark Horse, if I remember right.
I have no idea.
I don't remember. I could be getting that off. That's what I like doing with the Essential Movies podcast thing, because I don't want to look up anything.
Right.
Because right now I'm very curious. Like, could I find the Toxic Avenger, the full movie, by doing like a YouTube search or something like that? I don't want to do it right now, but I'm just wondering
It was on Netflix for a while.
Okay.
I don't know if it still is, but I mean that was a few years back. It was like when Netflix was still getting up off the ground. So I'm gonna look right now.
Oh, well, you do that. I don't recognize any of the people that starred in it though. I mean, I'm looking at the names on what's in front of me based on the Rotten Tomatoes website. Names like, was it Mark Torgel, Mitchell Cohen?
Cindy
Mannion. I don't know those names.
There was nobody of recognition in that one that I remember. There was no Diane Franklin, I can tell you that much.
Damn. Yeah, if there's no Diane
or Kelly Maroney,
yes.
Yeah, actually, funny, real quick side little story. I was looking, scrolling through Facebook today, and Kelly Maroney posted a picture of her on The Family Feud when she was on the soap opera.
No, oh, yeah, I saw that.
And Chrissy and I have been watching on Prime. They have classic Family Feud. Like, you can go back to the Richard Dawson days and watch a lot of stuff from like 1980-ish. And so we've been actually watching The Family Feud from 1980 just because it's so funny to look at, like, their attire is just freaking great, man.
And Richard Dawson kissed every female. I mean,
just, oh yeah. And you know where he started that, right?
No.
From Match Game, because he was a guest, like he was a player on Match Game all the time.
Okay.
Like one of the you know, stars that the people would play with, and Gene, oh my gosh, I can't remember his last name, the host of Match Game, usually went up and kissed the ladies that were not the contestants, but the guest stars.
Okay.
So he would go up and just give them a quick little pick on the cheek or whatever.
Sure.
And I think Dawson kind of took that from him and rolled with it.
Well, I mean, you know, back then you could kind of do that kind of thing. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's all kind of funguses that you can't identify.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You might get the Toxic Avenger, pandemic going.
Right. I'm trying to remember how he became toxic. I believe he fell in a radioactive pool, a cesspool of some sort.
Okay. So the same kind of thing that turned the kinda Joker like, into the Joker.
Kind of like the Joker. Okay. Kind of like when in RoboCop, when the one guy fell in that vat of something, but then when the car hit him, he just kind of exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Similar to that.
Good,
yeah.
Good memories. All right. So I think we're done. I mean, what I normally do is I would have done it before now, but I would have inserted the trailer for the Toxic Avenger. I don't know if there would have been any notable scenes for the movie, but maybe I'll, take a gander and see what I can find on YouTube and maybe put that in there.
It was not on Netflix anymore, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'll just have to maybe the next time I'm, scrolling through things and I'm looking for something to watch and I just come across it, maybe I will.
Maybe catch a couple little clips of it at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we're good with number 128. So I just want to remind everybody, we got a website out there. Go to BanzaiRetroClub.com. That's BANZAI. There's social media stuff to check out, and then do all our social media following and all that kind of good jazz. So with that, have a good whatever and be excellent to each other.
See ya.
Bye bye.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 And on the next episode, we're going to discuss When Doves Cry.
Purple freaking rain.
Okay.
Apollonia.